Hello, Philova. This is the news from RNZ Pacific. I'm Don Wiseman. Samoa's Prime Minister Fiame Naomi Mataafo says the government may cancel scheduled repatriation flights from Australia after the arrival of 10 positive cases among 73 passengers from Brisbane on Wednesday afternoon. She said a scheduled repatriation flight from New Zealand tomorrow has already been postponed. Fiame also confirmed 9 passengers who had close contacts with the affected passengers now in managed isolation at the medical facility near the Faleolo International Airport. The Prime Minister urged her fellow parliamentarians to take the lead in preventive measures to prevent the spread of coronavirus in the country. Fiame said they can start by wearing face masks when in public places, washing hands and keeping safe distances. The chairman of the National Emergency Operations Centre, Angafili Shemlio, says frontline workers at the specialised isolation facilities at the main hospital have started camping for the duration of the 21-day isolation period. Public gatherings of 100 or more have been banned in Papua New Guinea until the 1st of March. This comes after the detection of the first Omicron case in PNG. The controller of the National Pandemic Response, David Manning, says that they are attempting to control the rate of infections before the country goes into its election period due in May. He has given the example of India, where the country recorded 400,000 COVID deaths during its election period. The first case of Omicron in PNG is a 45-year-old expatriate man who travelled from South Africa. He was diagnosed in Goroka on the 26th of December. Mr. Manning said all requests for events of more than 100 persons will not be approved until the 28th of February, while prior approvals that have been given are now revoked. Solomon Islands reported 48 new cases of COVID-19 on Thursday. It takes to 81 the number of cases in the country, which until this week had had just a handful of people with the virus. Cases are spread throughout the country, with Ong Tong Java and parts of Guadalcanal in lockdown. The outbreak began with the illegal entry of a vessel from Papua New Guinea to Ong Tong Java last week. Specialist New Zealand Defence Force staff will be busy checking Tonga's shipping lanes and main wharf are safe, so desperately needed humanitarian supplies can get through. UN officials say more than 80% of Tonga's population has been affected by the eruption and the tsunami and ashfall that followed. There are fears for food security, with reports ash is killing crops and contaminating water supplies. Yesterday, Defence Force Hercules unloaded humanitarian supplies in the offshore patrol vessel, the HMNZS Wellington. Last night arrived in Tongan waters. Its first task is to make sure the sea lanes and port are safe so the HMNZS Aotearoa can dock today. Tonga Digicel Chief Executive Anthony Siosio says the people in Tonga have been told they're able to make calls. Mr. Siosio says his team worked very hard and used some number 8 ingenuity to get internal calls back up and running, and they're making SIM cards available to the public in Tonga.
As of last night, we're pleased to advise the community, the Tongan community overseas, and obviously the community within Tonga, that they were able to make international calls. We're able to bring that up because of our telco-grade satellite connection.
Tahiti has seen a rise in dengue and leptospirosis after heavy rain and flooding. These conditions create a favourable climate for mosquitoes, which transmit dengue to breed. Local health officials are advising people to stay vigilant during these wet weather conditions. The US Secretary of State Antony Blinken has described the massing of Russian troops on Ukraine's border as a crisis of global consequence. Speaking in Berlin, he says the region is at risk of being dragged back into the Cold War era of division. Moscow has repeatedly denied planning to invade Ukraine. Mr. Blinken will meet his Russian counterpart, Sergei Lavrov, for a face-to-face meeting in Geneva tomorrow. New modelling from Otago University shows smoke-free 2025 can be achieved if the government rolls out mandated denicotinisation while investing in quitline support. A new bill as part of the government's smoke-free 2025 action plan would mean only tobacco products containing very low levels of nicotine can be sold. Public health professor Richard Edwards says that alone will curb the number of people smoking. But combined with mass media campaigns offering quitline support, the results would be dramatic.
And if we do that as well, then we do achieve the smoke-free goal. Overall, we get to about 2%, and for Māori about 5% by 2025. So that's really good news. That suggests that the measures that are in the government's action plan should be successful in really getting us to minimal smoking levels.
The bill is expected to be introduced this year. A new virus affecting tomatoes is one reason behind the sharp rise in price in New Zealand. In December, tomatoes cost $6.61 a kilogram, nearly double the price a year ago. Tomatoes New Zealand's general manager, Helen Bounds, says the virus is confined to South Auckland and growers are doing their best to stop it spreading. She says other factors include poor weather and lockdowns. In sport, Britain's best tennis players have been bundled out of the Australian Tennis Open. US Open champ Emma Raducanu lost to Danka Kovanic of Montenegro, and Annie Murray was ousted by Japanese qualifier Tarai Daniel in straight sets. Murray says he may not return to Melbourne next year.
Not if I do what I did tonight too often this season. You know, I want to be doing better than that, so depends on how I get on this year results-wise and how I perform in the big events.
The US Olympic Committee has added its voice to cybersecurity concerns during next month's Winter Olympics in Beijing. The committee says it should be assumed that every text, email, online visit and app can be monitored or compromised. Some countries have advised their athletes to use temporary phones and leave their personal devices at home. Meanwhile, the New Zealand Olympic Committee is revealing later this morning the name of one last athlete to join the team to go to Beijing. And that's the latest news from RNZ Pacific. Now we return you to RNZ National Radio.